Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for PuraTap. Don't miss the crazy prices of their massive moving-in sale. Water purifiers, designer taps, they're all priced to go. Call PuraTap, 133-502.
G'day, Adelaide. G'day. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Triple M Rush Hour. Great to have you on board. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. We had plenty to get through. We've got so much to get through. It's like I'm back at school doing bloody homework in year 10 where they asked me to leave at the end of the year. AFL Grand Final week, Richmond take on the Cats. I'll talk to my boy about that at the Gabba. We've got congratulations to the Eagles in the Sandfall yesterday at the Adelaide Oval. 7,500 people saw the Eagles destroy North Adelaide for three quarters of football. Woo-hoo! Lockie Neal, congratulations, the Brownlow medalist. He smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. 31 votes. Trav Boak, runner-up on 21. And well done, Trav. That's a golf clap, please.
Well done,
a Trav. A new Bathurst winner, Shane Van Gisbergen. He owned the mountain yesterday. Oh, Gizzy. Don't like being called Gizzy. But guess what? I'm calling you Gizzy. And, well, it's a big hello to a man that not only owns the mountains, he just owns everything. Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, buddy.
Thank you, Hado. Yeah. I like that song. Keep that going. Oh, I'm very good. Thanks, Jars. G'day, boys. And what about the Eagles?
Oh, yes.
You beauty. Jars, you got a little bit cocky after that second semi-final. Oh, and, you know, you won the little bet we had. Yes. But, hey, guess what?
Here we go. You and the big sauce, Jacob.
Green and blue. You don't even know the words. You're not even saying it. And we'll see what we can do. Geez, that was good yesterday. What about that second quarter, Jazz? That was one of the best second quarters you'll see in grand final history. Jordan Foot, wow, what a game. 24 disposals, 4 goals. Jack Odie medalist, well done to him. 7 clearances as well. Yeah. I just thought it was a complete performance after quarter time, but you would have been a little bit confident going in at quarter time. Yeah, you were thinking, how good's this? Yep. Bernie's going to be running down that. Prospect Road. Yes. How good. And I tell you what, North Adelaide put the cue in the rack, did not fire a shot after that. I think rather than win a premiership, they wanted to see you run down Port Road.
I saw all your messages too last night.
Oh, yes.
So we'll get that bet done and dusted. So I no doubt we'll have to do 2Ks down Port Road in the Eagles mascot to outfit and then do a lap around the Woodville Oval.
Yeah, do you reckon you'll make it? It's pretty hot under there.
I'm as fit as a Mallee Bull.
That's a question.
I'm a fit now, Burn. Not surprised about the grand final where Richmond v the Cats.
Yep.
Not surprised. They're the best two teams going around.
Well, either of the four could have got in, but I think we're primed for a brilliant grand final now, aren't we? Old neutral territory. Yep. Two teams, both coming off very good wins. Two tough wins. So, who goes? You'd have to say Richmond go in favourite.
I'm going Richmond, Burn.
Richmond have to go in favourite.
Plums out now.
And they reckon it could get there could be thunderstorms next Saturday, Jars. So out of all the days, all the beautiful days up there in Brisbane, it's going to be thunderstorms potentially on Saturday. So hopefully that doesn't ruin the contest, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right, big show coming up. We've got what we learn over the weekend. We've got the voice messages are back again somehow. Yes. I hope KG's not going to ring through again.
Is he still stuck in a backyard somewhere.
He's somewhere, Hayden, isn't he?
I think he's trying to take a little bit off this show.
He's got to be somewhere. And, Byrne, just before we get on with the show, what about the Redbacks? What's happening there?
I don't think you want to know, Jas. We won the toss.
Give me a score. We're playing Tasmania.
We won something. Psst. The toss. We won the toss. Elected to bat, which is a good decision.
Karen Rolton Oval.
Let me run you through the top order so far.
Here we go. We're batting.
We're 5 for. 5 for. Weatherall, 4. Hunt, 30. Davis, 5. Head, 2. Oh. Ferguson just got out.
I think we'll leave it there.
You're kidding.
We were going so well.
So we've collapsed once again under Greg Blewett's tutelage.
We're 5 for 90, Jars.
If he's not sacked end of this week as the batting coach of the Sacker, I'm gonna start a march, a protest down there. We've collapsed again, Ben!
5 for 90, Jazz.
No!
5 for 90.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these two, Bernie and Jars. This is what they learned.
All right, buddy, what'd you find out? What'd you see over the weekend?
Well, what I did learn, Jars, yes, is that the little master has still got it. Ooh, little master Gary Ablett. How didn't he just turn it on there for a couple of quarters? In that second quarter, kicked two goals. Mm. Had another running shot on goal. Could have kicked four. He kicked two goals too and just lit it up. Just gave us a little glimpse of yesterday, you know, how good he was and how good he was earlier in his career. And he's just got one final crack at it now. He's confirmed that this year will be his last. How good would it be to go out with a premiership? And he came back and he said, the reason I came back to Geelong was to win another premiership. This is his third and final year there, back there from the Gold Coast Suns. And it would just be fitting that they went out with a premiership. So hopefully he's got one big one left in him, because I didn't like the way he played in the first couple of finals. No. He looked slow, looked fumbly, looked just off it.
Didn't he?
But didn't he just remind us and go, hang on, don't you ever doubt me again.
And what about his bunny, Daniel Rich, the little chubby one?
Lazy
defending, didn't want to chase. Guts hanging over his belt.
Is a defender that can't defend.
Geez, he can't defend.
That's a problem. He likes taking the kick out, so I'm playing on, so he gets plenty of kicks that way.
If I'm coming back next year, I'm going to drop about 15 kilo. Hey, Daniel, if you're listening, you're a little bit chubby at the moment playing AFL footy.
Yeah, if you want to be good, make a decision, son.
Right, what else you got, Tyke?
No, that's it.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'll give you one. The moron Port Adelaide fan who threw that drink at Tigers' Tommy Lynch should be banned for life.
Yep.
Life.
I'm with you.
He was doing an interview, a live interview for Channel 7, and the Port Adelaide moron, the Drongo, right? There's only 1%. The rest of them are fantastic supporters. Threw his Bundy and Coke at Tommy Lynch.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Moron.
I saw that. And you know what? It hit, actually missed Tom Lynch, but it hit the cameraman and all over the camera. That's dangerous, Charles. That's why we don't have glass at the footy. But they're going to, if stuff like this keeps happening, what they'll do is they'll just, it'll slowly phase out drinking at footy, and then you won't be able to drink, and it'll hurt the rest of us. So idiots like that,
you Drongo,
ruin it for the rest.
Yeah. And name and shame him too, please. I want to see a photo in the park. See his photo.
I want to know where he works. I want to know everything.
And did you see the class act by Tommy Lynch after the game?
I did.
To that poor little Port LA fan bawling his eyes out.
Yep.
There you go.
Well done, Tom Lynch. Because he cops a lot of criticism, Tom Lynch, because of the silly things he's done.
Well, he plays hard, Burn. He plays like you on the edge.
He's got to be nasty. I don't mind that in a player, Jars. And every time I played against Tom Lynch, I knew where he was. I knew where he was on the ground. I knew he was there. Even against Gold Coast, he was, and they weren't a great side, but you always knew he was playing because he'd run and crash into your knee in the back, and it'd annoy you. And that's what he brings to that side. And they need a bit. All good teams have nastiness in them,
like
Jazz. So well done to him. That was a very nice touch and didn't probably get the plaudits of that.
No, he didn't.
Deserved, because everyone knows, no, that's a good thing. We won't show that. We'll just show him kneeing someone next week.
Can I just have one more?
Have three more if you
Julie
want.
Julie Neal, the wife of Lockie.
Yes.
The outfit.
Yeah, Jules.
Julie. Jules. Any chance of putting a little bit more clothing on, please? You look lovely. Jeez, don't get me wrong. Oh, dear.
So, are you, a fashionista now, eh?
We could see your knickers.
What do you reckon?
See everything.
She was running late or something and just forgot to put her actual dress on.
Well, Maz thought the poor thing obviously needed some more clothes on.
I think my mum might have thought a little bit. It's below the waist was a little bit too see-through.
Look lovely.
Hey,
don't get me wrong.
Jazz, I'm all for it.
But just a little bit more clothing, please, for me. I might
maybe
be an old fuddy-duddy.
Maybe a dress.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to, I reckon there should be more of it. What's that?
I would be.
Too long?
Off the stage.
I've got another one.
It's the rush hour.
Hey, I've got another one. You know what we haven't done yet?
Oh, don't tell me.
Well, I haven't pressed the play button on the voicemail.
Oh, you normally check them.
I normally check them before we get in, but I haven't checked them. I've got no idea. Is there going to be a day where we've got none?
Well,
where
I
we
hope
have
so.
No one call
I
in?
I hope so. But anyone's ringing up these days, aren't they? KG,
we've had all sorts.
Our big boss in Sydney, Fitzy.
Tex. Lost
JB.
His phone.
Yeah.
And then he found it.
Oh, so
because he was on it.
Let's have a look.
You have 9 new messages.
Nine. Bertie, it's Sean. You never got back to me about having that boost juice. I had to have one with Greg Blewett instead. I can't get a selfie with that bloke. I'll be waiting outside your house if you feel like getting one, Bertie.
Hello, it's Yada. Why is Howie calling the Port Tigers preliminary final at the beautiful Adelaide Oval? I've sat in this commentary chair for bloody years, and finally comes a big prelim and I get pushed aside like a skinny bloke in a buffet by 2-time McGarry medalist Andrew Jarman. Those Melbourne wankers are stepping on my turf. You haven't heard the last of this. You might as well stick me in the supermarket in between the toilet paper and chopped liver. I won't forget this, Howie. You're a flog. It's Ken. I got to do a beef segment like Bertie does. Cop this. Victorian teams stuffed. Fantastic.
Oh, g'day. It's Jeff from Adelaide Oval. It is 11:46 p.m. Can someone come and get Jars out of the commentary box, please? He's bailing up the janitor and telling him how he's related to Bokey. I don't know. Just do something about it, please.
Hey, Burn. It's Tex. I thought you were at the Oval on Sunday. I kept hearing, Tex, it's Bernie. It's Bernie. And I left my refried bean burrito in the microwave too long and they were saying, Tex, it's burning. It's burning. I'll see you soon.
Jars, Bernie gave me more notes on how to do this. Victorian teams, no good COVID whingers. And their beer is nothing on our beautiful West End. Got them straight between the eyes.
Yeah, g'day, Bernie. It's Ken. Look, we didn't win on the weekend, not the outcome we wanted, but just wanted to say how much we've appreciated your advice this year. The boys' haircuts have never looked better.
Jars, yes. I've got more feedback from Bernie. How about this? Victorian teams are a bunch of f***ing who f*** up every play in the f***ing league as a bunch of wouldn't know their asshole from their ear hole. And if they f*** up the beautiful Adelaide Oval again, I'll stick an unflated Sharon up their ass and use a f***ing bike pump to inflate it.
Shit!
Jarman! It's Brayshaw!
Yes.
You are so fat!
Yes.
When you fell over, I didn't laugh. But the footpath cracked up! You're fat!
There are no more messages.
Wow, we had some repeat.
Off your beef.
We had some repeat callers there, didn't we? Yeah, KG's trying to do my beef. I like how we got more and more aggressive on the way and probably nailed it at the end.
What about Tex ringing you?
Tex thought I was at Adelaide Oval, but his burrito was burning.
What are we doing again?
You were doing special comments on the Sandville Grand Final on the weekend, and congratulations to everyone that was on the team.
Yeah, no, we did burn, and you were checking in, watching your boys defeat the My Mighty Roosters. 17,500 on a beautiful day.
Beautiful.
The only thing I would like to say to Matty Daldig and the team down there, play the Grand Final on the sad day.
It's always been on a Sunday, though.
Yeah, but, mate, let's change it because the prelim finals are played on the Friday night and the Saturday night.
Yep.
Played at 2:00 on a sad day. Then they've got another extra day to celebrate. It creates some jobs. It's good for the footy clubs bringing in some revenue.
Caulfield Cup is on.
You know what I mean? So why wouldn't the SNFL look at it, Byrne? Look at playing the grand final back to the traditional Saturday because they're primetime games, these AFLs. So they're Friday night and Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I haven't really had time to think about it, but I don't know why it's on a Sunday, because they have it on the Sunday. Well, it's just tradition, I guess. Yeah,
you can break tradition.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't mind that, Jazz. Yeah, anyway. I actually don't mind it. Did you enjoy doing the special
really
comments?
It.
You haven't done it for a while.
I only do one a year for the Sandville. That was our fifth year. The Triple M tradition continues. Yada's a great caller.
Isn't he?
Biggles is just starting out. Maybe
did you have a run-in with Biggles?
Nah, a what?
Did you have a run-in with Biggles?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Oh. What happened there?
He accused my footy club of paying overs. And
what one's your footy club again?
The Mighty Roosters.
Oh, North Adelaide. Yes. You got a few.
Only
what are the other seven?
Oh, jeez.
Eagles is his only Biggles, non-club.
Yeah, Biggles was, I thought what he said was inappropriate about the North Adelaide Footy Club.
Okay, that's right. He can stand up for that.
He's got to be very careful what he says about going over the salary cap. I beg your pardon.
My boy, Tex.
Yeah, Tex was good. Tex was half asleep most of the game. But
that's a positive. He's only half asleep.
But love the Tex. And big sauce down on the boundary line. Big Sammy Jacobs did a terrific job and had his Eagles jumper on.
Yes, he did. He's a very passionate
and was
Eagles
mobbed.
Man.
You would have got mobbed down there.
Yeah,
you
too. He loves it.
Not like Bernie would have gotten mobbed, but he
first
got
flag since 2011. The Eagles.
Yes, been right. a while.
So
hasn't
it's been
it?
A long time.
Yeah. How
so
long's that been, Jazz?
Whatever. Yeah, 9 years.
Nine. Well done. Yeah. That's pretty quick for you.
And it's your first, and it's your fourth premiership since 1991 when you merged with the Woodville Football Club. So you've won four flags. So that's not a bad effort.
Yeah. 93 was the other one. 93-06.
Yeah. And 2-11.
Yep.
And now this one. So well done to Jay cheating the team. But I enjoyed the day. Why do you ask?
Well, the reason why is because you have all year to prepare for this, wouldn't you say, Byrne? One game he's in the
12
seat.
12 months.
Yep. 12 months. How well would you say Jars knows both teams, Byrne?
Well, he said he knows a lot about them because I know he knows a lot about the North Adelaide Footy Club because he's very passionate about them. Mm-hmm. And they played the Eagles the other day and he gave me a full rundown on how they went. So he knows every player. He would have, I'm tipping, he would have nailed it. And he would have shown Tex and Sauce the ropes. He would have said, this is how we do it. You follow me. That's what I'm suspecting.
Oh, really? Well, here's what happened.
He's embraced the culture of the North Adelaide Footy Club. He loves, and the past players and the supporter base, he cares about him. He absolutely cares about him, and he's done a great job so far, yes?
Can you stop eating pies and pasta? I've just got a cord in your throat.
I've got pasty sauce. It got stuck in my throat.
Well, stop eating them.
Sorry.
Speaking of people that have been stiff not to be on AFL list, he has to be one of them.
Well, I agree. I don't know why the Crows ignore some of these young, talented players. I don't understand the recruiting down there at the Adelaide Crows. Do you, Roo?
No, I don't, mate. I don't know what's going on down there.
Welcome, Roo.
Here we go.
I don't want to bring it up, though, in chance, but the biggest loss, 89 in a grand final, 89 grand final, when you got absolutely mauled by Port.
So you're getting therapy for that, Bibble.
I was going to say, only one goal kicker in the game.
Yeah, Craig
Burton. Ryan Burton's father.
No, mate.
How's Biggles? I don't want to bring it up, Jazz.
I fed that to Craig too, just quietly assist.
It was actually 94 points.
One goal, nine, I think, Biggles.
Yeah, 94 points.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yes, Rooster fans don't want to know about it.
You never forget it.
Don't forget to play your role, Biggles. You're the core of the game. You're not the stats man.
Yeah, you know what they say, Tex? If you're not funny, don't try to be.
Stay within your lane, Rhett.
Stay in your lane.
Wacky Walker there. Triple M C-Bus super special comments.
They are on fire. They have just turned this bloody thing upside down. What about the poor effort by Tanner Smith?
You've got to mark it.
You big blokes, take contested marks. Take a mark above your head. Terrible.
What do you say to the North Adelaide boys at half-time, guys, if you're coaching?
Oh, you've got
to
be calm. You can't blast them. You've got to be calm. Well, you've got quality players that just took rag dot. Said, right, let's go. Come with me. Jump on my shoulders. Geordie Foote, who's already probably going to win the bloody Jack 80 medal.
Is that pencil or text you put him in?
I haven't put his name in there yet. But
you've had about three best players out there today. You said Jack Hayes was best.
Yeah, Jack Hayes, Geordie Foote. Because you must be flat not emceeing tonight. Surely. Surely you can get a late call up.
You'd do anything for the team. If it was the bad luck charm, you got to change it up.
Are you not emceeing tonight?
He's not emceeing.
What?
The room used to fall a bit flat.
Great pressure by the Eags, eh, Biggs?
North are rattled.
They can smell it, Jars. The Eags can smell it.
They can smell it.
They're licking the carcass.
Ball is at half back. C-Bus super special comments. Andrew Jarman.
Miller as well for the Roosters.
Yeah,
not his damaging best, but just three disposals.
Three touches, Biggles. Bless you, mate.
Oh, it's all falling apart. We're going forward and centre wing.
He's been good. You're right, Biggles.
Yeah, Cheetahs is a good player.
No, you're all right. You're coughing your guts out.
Oh, I just put a little bit of...
You've eaten your crackers,
no,
mate.
I put a little dip of vodka in the water just to celebrate. It didn't go down too well, but...
He might have ate some of the carcass.
Hey, Burn, who does the Greek player Lickin' the Carcass play for? Because we can't find him on the stat sheet.
Oh, Lickin' the Carcass. You were true to form, Jarzo. You called Tex Sauce at the start. You called Craig Burton Brett Burton. You talked about yourself more than any North Adelaide player on the ground. You brought it back to your grand final that you with the goal assist that created the one goal.
Yeah, I did too.
You gave three best on ground. And then you were licking and rolling and eating the carcass. What the hell? I've never heard that on special comments ever.
I had a pasty and it got stuck in my throat.
How many G?
Yeah, two. I had three.
Hey, I want to take you back to Friday night now, Jars, and what a game it was. What a game it was at Adelaide Oval. Packed house. Well, a packed house for what the capacity could hold during the COVID rules. But, geez, they were loud and Port Adelaide were very good. Very probably unlucky in the end to go down, Jars. I just want to take you back to the last quarter, though. I want to take you there. Port Adelaide, when Chuck Dixon went back, and we speak about moments in the big moments, and that was a moment that he went back from 50, he ended up kicking it just outside 50 to put Port Adelaide in front. And I just thought to myself, wow, this is one of those big moments. And I wasn't even talking about that final. I was talking about if they won the premiership, looking back at this big moment could have been what got them there and then won it. So I just thought that was the big moment that might have got them over the line. But, geez, Richmond were good in the last quarter. And you look at some of the key stats. I looked at clearance in the last quarter, Jars. You know what that was?
What was it?
When the game was on the line?
What was it?
13-3, Richmond's favour.
Game, set, match.
So they just got smashed around the ball. So that's where it was at. For the game, it was 41-29. If you lose clearance by 12 in a final, that's 12 doesn't sound much.
No.
But every time you get a clearance charge, you clear it your way. It's going your way.
Now, Kerver's second half was outstanding.
He was very good. And center clearance, center bounces, which are these are gold. 11-4. So what that does, if you win center clearance jars, this is huge in today's AFL footy. Everyone's fit enough. What happens is if you win the centre bounce and you get it in your half,
then
all the defenders can push up and in a sort of a slippery, cold sort of night, wet night, you can just lock it in there and just get repeat inside 50s, hold it in, and what eventually something gives. A defender makes a mistake, you get a lucky bounce, you get a lucky free kick, and you score. And that's what happened with Richmond. They were able to win centre bounce. And that was the key for the night. And they won clearance quite easily as well, which Port Adelaide, very good in that area normally. But that was the only key stat you could probably pluck in saying, you know, it was pretty even after that. And in a game that goes down to the wire, one goal's the difference.
Correct.
It's luck at the end of the day.
Spoke about big moments. Dersma dropped chest mark. Trav Boak, great player, set shot for goal. You know, bread and butter. Marshall, bread and butter.
Yep.
But end of the day, where does Kenny Hinckley go next with this group? Because they'll be up to something like, they're saying up to 8 to 10 list changes. We know Bradley Ebert's retired, Westos retired, Jack Watts is retired. And then they've culled a couple. Then there'll be some coaching staff changes. You know, does Michael Voss become the next North Melbourne senior coach?
Mm.
Nathan Bassett hasn't re-signed for 2021. So what does Kenny do? He's been there, you know, he's overseen nearly two generations of list changes.
Yep.
What's next for Kenny?
Well, I think Port Adelaide are in a great spot to be a good side.
So they're still in the premiership window in your book?
Certainly are, yes. Yep. Because what they've done is they've recruited very well. You look at Dersma, Butters, Rosie, they brought them all in the same draft.
Mm-hmm.
They got Georgiades coming through as a key forward that's going to be, he is going to be exciting, Jars, when he finds the way that he plays his best footy as well. So, I mean, they've got a side that's going to be good for a long time. When I say a long time, if it takes any more than a couple of years, you're going to lose a few. Yeah. Robbie Gray's coming towards the end. Travis Boak's coming towards the end.
Yep.
Hamish Hartlett's probably getting up towards another 30 now as well. So, I mean, when you say they're going to be in the premiership window for a while, you don't want to take too long because we can see how quick you can fall out of the premiership window as well. Look at Adelaide.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen teams do that before. Western Bulldogs did it after they won.
Yep.
Sydney fell right out of it after they had a good period. Yep. So, I mean, I think he's still got the cattle.
Yep.
We're just just, yeah, not sure. What recruiting? What do they need? I think they need
another gun mid, a quality mid, 24-year-old mid, and a genuine key position forward to help
Dixon. They look at Brad Crouch.
Yeah, well, but he's not going to go there. No. But that's all they need. They don't need too much more than that, I believe.
I don't think they need too much either. And they got Georgiades coming through, Jazz. Yeah. He's 190
and then
centimetres.
Is it Nathan Jones or Lachlan Jones from the Eagles?
Oh, yes.
Who played yesterday for the Eagles?
Yes, Jones, yes. Good player.
What a star this young kid is. Yes, he's 18 years old. He's got the man He's got the man body of a Roo.
He's
Roo
big,
was
isn't
like
he?
That.
And get him a bit fitter as well.
Oh, mate, he'll go straight in round one, they reckon.
Yeah, because he's got that body ready to go. But I believe the list is in good shape. And news coming out of the game, Jars, which we thought was going to happen as well, but it has been confirmed that it'll be Brad Ebert is hanging up his boots and retiring. So what a great club man he's been for that footy club since coming back, obviously, from West Coast. He's just the guy you just love running out with because you know exactly what you're going to get. And how good was that last moment he had in that final? I tell you, if he saved a goal there and it bounced out and Port Adelaide went down the other end and kicked a goal and they managed to pinch it, he would be, there'd be a statue made of him down at Port Adelaide.
Oh, I totally agree.
That just summed his whole career up for me. Going back, giving to the team what the team needed at that moment. And that's what he's done his whole career. And it was sad to see him limp off the way he did and bit of concussion. And I hope he's all well. But, geez, that's just summed him up for me. Just the ultimate team player.
Here's Kenny Hinckley talking about Bradley Ebert.
It's what Brad did. And I've been here 8 years. It's what Brad's always done. You know, you can't question the way he prepares, the way he trains, the way he plays. He gave everything he had. He's a great teammate. You know, he's also a great dad. He's a great husband. He's got lots of things going for him, Brad. And he won't be lost from the club altogether. Obviously, Brad will always be a part of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, as he should be.
So he's delighted. He's very excited, Kenny, about what he's got. And does he get re-signed for another 12 months or another 2 years?
No, I don't think they do. Okay. Well, he had to make the finals to get another
trigger,
year. So he got that, obviously. He got that well and truly pretty early in the season. But they're talking now that they'll offer Kenny a long-term deal. Right. I read that this morning. So, I mean, you've got to be careful with long-term deals now, Jars. You've seen it brought, how many teams is it brought undone?
Plenty.
There's, you know, North Melbourne is still playing Brad Scott.
Yes.
And then now they're going to have to pay Reece Shaw and then they're going to bring someone else in. So they're playing for three coaches all at the same time. We've seen other coaches, Adelaide had to play Dom Pike. It's just, you go across the whole competition. Yeah. So you've got to be careful of that because what happens is they sign these coaches or re-sign them when they're going really well. And then all of a sudden when it's not going so well, they're very harsh in kicking them out. Yeah. So, and then you don't want to have to pay them out. So I think a 2 year deal, I think two's good for Kenny. No. I think he's got the players and all on board. They look like they love playing for
him.
They do. They look excited,
well
just.
Beautiful. Well said.
There it is. I say I don't
like cricket. Blew it.
This is our cricket, local cricket chat, Burn. And let's go back up to the Stansbury Cricket Club. Now, last week, the top order failed once again. They're very much like the Redbacks cricket side as we speak.
Yes.
Right. No one can make runs under pressure. Now, pity the coach up there, who I think should be sacked as coach, stood down as coach.
Stood down.
But what about Tommy? T-shirt Tommy.
Tommy. Tommy has responded, Jars.
Oh, no.
He's responded and he's made 88 this week. So I'll tell you what they did.
Yes.
They sat around and they replayed your feedback.
Did they now?
Training just to, you know, just so they could eyeball each other and they took your advice on board.
Thank you.
But didn't obviously put it into action because you wanted Tommy dropped out of the team.
I did,
but there was just
no one to replace him.
Because the town's not big enough.
Right, you are.
You wanted Pity sacked, but they've both responded. Tommy Rankin, 88.
Tommy, okay.
But do you know what happened on the third ball, Jars?
What's
happened? Because he's an opener.
No, what happened?
Dropped him firstly.
Oh, no. So really?
He could have had a duck,
Jesus,
Jars.
Tommy. Nervous. Didn't move his feet.
Nah, he's got to get the footwork
Tommy
going
Rankin,
early, doesn't he?
You're lucky. Now, what about the coach, Pity? Now, they reckon he's a nervous coach. He's a nervous batter. He fidgets. He's a bit like Derek Randall back in the day. Now, he tried to run out a very dear friend of ours, Mossy. First ball.
Your intel's very
good. Yes, I got a call on Sunday.
Okay, because I had a call today to, I can't say who, but this man was batting. when Pity come in. Pity always likes to get off the mark. You summed it up very well. A bit jittery, a bit nervous starter.
He does, yeah.
And he's hit it straight to a fielder.
Oh, don't tell
and
me.
Called yes.
You idiot.
And they'd lost two wickets in this over, Jars. It's gone bang, bang, and he's gone bang, yes.
Oh, no.
And then, you know what Mossy did down the other end? What? Sorry, I've named him.
Poor Mossy. What happened?
No! And then he ran back and goes, Mossy, why didn't you run?
Oh,
he goes,
Mossy.
Because I didn't want it to be three wickets in the over, you idiots.
All me, old Pity. Me walks around the town with his shirt undone and his gold chain around his hairy chest. And the old Pity's all about me. Pity.
That's one thing he hasn't got.
Oh.
Hairy chest. He did go on to make 56, though, Jars, after he was nearly ran out Pity. First ball. So.
Starting to play like Elton John, he is.
Yeah. Piano man.
Trying to find the old Kookaburra ball.
Oh, yeah, nah. The boys bounced back. They went well. They had a good win. They made over 300, so well done to the lads.
When does the favourite son arrive to sort all this rubbish out? Are you not far away?
You're talking about yourself?
You're the favourite son.
I might not get a game. The boys are going
You'll get a game.
Nah, I'll start playing towards Christmas.
Okay.
That'll
be good.
Where
will you bat? Where Pity bats?
Pity, that could be the change. I could be third one batter. Coach out, the next coach
yeah.
in.
Yeah. What's this bit of paper? What are you handing?
This bit of paper.
What are you giving me?
Let me just say that it's news that you've wanted for a very long time, Jars.
What is it? Hang on, let me open it. I've got to get the envelope.
Yep, no, that's fine.
His whole house is but finished, painted.
No, I haven't even... I've got to do the other room. What's all this? What is it, Ado? Hang on.
The quiz is coming.
Back!
The quiz is coming back.
Stop it.
If you want to play, head to triplem.com.au or the Triple M app to register and play the Loosest Quiz on radio for great prizes. Jars, how do you feel?
A bit emotional, Bert.
This
is our baby.
I can't speak.
Sean Craig Murphy is no longer with us. Flog.
For good reason.
He tried to destroy this quiz.
Yeah, and he didn't
Don't
succeed.
Cry, Bert. Last time you cried was you and Tex in the car when you got buddy.
The ass.
Hey, if the family haven't heard the quiz before, this is some of the great moments.
He's speechless.
It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Snapper from Stansbury on the
Snapper.
Line.
Bernard.
G'day, Snap.
Hey, Bernie. Oldie.
Yep.
How you going, Boone?
Yeah, good, Oldie.
Good, right, Oldie. Yep. Yep.
Marty.
G'day, Marty.
Woodsy.
Woodsy. Now, Snapper, you're captain of the team, so what are we going to do? We're going to play, four blokes on this call are going to play this quiz, are they? You tell me how we're going to play this then. Divide yourselves in two teams, please, of two.
Martin. Yeah. Oh, I've got two votes.
All right, here we go. And call your name out if you know the answer.
Question one.
Yeah.
Which 2019 Richmond Premiership hero has been forced to apply for the AFL Players Hardship Fund?
Martin.
Martin, yes, go.
Yeah, what's his name? Damien Martin. He's a cricketer.
How can Dusty Martin apply for the AFL Players? He got $7 million a year, you knuckleheads.
All right. Answer is Marlon Pickett, of course.
He called him Damien Martin as well.
Right. Question number two. Which Australian tennis player claims he has a sexy time with fans on a weekly basis?
Curious.
And this bloke's only
had one more beer.
Question number three, Bert.
FC Seoul soccer side has been fined $123,000 for doing what?
Running around naked in the street. Mannequins or something.
Yes, mannequins, Snapper. You're onto it.
Jumped it too early, Sean.
Blow up souls.
So, yes.
Which team said that?
Snapper.
Hold out, Marty.
I've got absolutely no idea what's going on.
Number four, chaps, here we go. Where's Timmy Vince, the farmer?
He's on the tractor.
No, he's not.
The saying, you put books to sleep means what?
hope Brad won't can join the draw, partner.
Question five. Come on, we need this. Here we what go. Time does Dead Set Legends start on Sunday morning?
Oh, no!
Bugging if I know.
Have a guess.
10 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
No. No.
Not sure.
Blokes, you bloody disgrace to Stansbury. All four of you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh. See ya, boys. So that's back.
Oh, wow.
It's coming back.
What about those four?
Your blokes.
Four legends at Stansbury, those four as well. Oh, and that was at the point where they got minus one for getting a question wrong, and they ended up minus three out of four of them.
Well, it's coming back, Haydn.
It's coming back. So make sure you head to triplem.com.au or flick open the Triple M app to put your hand up to play there the loosest quiz on radio for great prizes too.
Oh, brilliant.
German magic.
God, I laughed again then.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It's fantastic.
They're not interesting.
It's fantastic.
They're boring.
Didn't you hear the opener?
They're boring. It's where's my
fantastic.
Music?
Fantastic.
Honestly. Right, yeah, this is it. We're wrapping the show up, but we finish off with one of your boring fun facts.
No, I've got a few, just a few. I think you might know a few of these, but then I just want to blast the listeners out of the park with the last one because it's brilliant.
All right.
So you know, Joe, you know this. Yes, you can't lick your elbow.
No, you can't.
Try it.
You can't lick your elbow. I can't.
I just want to see you attempt it.
Well, no, I'm not going to lick my elbow.
Well, you said you
can't. I can't lick.
And a taste of success.
He still tried it.
Oh, I did not. So, how's that a fun fact?
You know your ears and nose never stop growing?
No, they're stopped.
Tex is in trouble. And one quarter of all your bones are in your feet.
Yeah, that's another one. I know that. That's a good one.
Right, but here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
So you got to keep up with me here, Joe.
Yes, Bern.
Children of identical twins are genetically siblings, not cousins.
Oh, did you get that? Stupid fact.
No, listen, this is why.
Where did you find that rubbish?
Yes, you did ask why. Okay, Juz, this is
siblings.
Why.
Siblings, they are siblings. Listen. If they're born together, they're siblings. They're not cousins.
I know you're big on your numbers, so just stick with me here.
There we go.
This is why. Cousins whose parents are identical twins share 25% of their DNA instead of the usual 12.5%, while full siblings share 50% of their DNA. Half siblings share 25%. That's why those children of identical twins are legally cousins. They are genetically the equivalent of half siblings.
Well, how no, they're 50% DNA siblings.
No, they're 25%.
No, they're not. You just said they're cousins.
No, they're not. They're siblings.
I can't stand this.
Children of identical twins are genetically siblings,
he's
not cousins.
He's packing up. What the papers have been.
Monday fun fact.
And the last plan out of 7 days almost gone.
See you tomorrow.
They're from different families, but they're like brother and sister jars. You want me to put in a simple option? Stop.
I don't care.
You know any cousins? You know any identical twins?
Go away.
Ask him.